Welcome back, the All In Podcast, Alex Straley. We got Connor O'Neill, John Strong. We're talking MLB being fucked, Jets being fucked, and we got a new series, the Backwards Hat Guy of the Week. Basically, you know, just the douchebag of the week. We'll talk about it later after we get through the MLB and the Jets. So, first of all, what's going on?
How you doing?
What's up, boys? All right, so we're gonna dive into the Jets first here. You know, the shitty ass Jets, typical New York Jets. You know, they got Jamal Adams, who is probably the best safety in football, 2-time Pro Bowl,
undoubtedly the best safety in football. I'm not.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's been pissing me off lately, but I mean, you know.
Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get your opinion. So, Joe Douglas, the GM of the Jets, first told Jamal Adams that he loves them. He'll never trade them. He wants him to be a Jet forever, right? You know, that never turns out, right? So then there started coming in rumors a couple months later saying, oh, the Jets are open to shop Jamal Adams. That pissed off Jamal Adams in the middle of a contract extension. So Adams wrote this, like, long-ass paragraph responding to reporters saying, like, this whole shit, how he deserves to be paid. And it ends with, maybe it's time to move on. He listed some teams, or his agent told Adam Schefter, these are the teams that Jamal would be suited to go to. Ravens, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs, Eagles, 49ers, Seahawks. Basically, the same teams every fucking player lists if they want to get traded. It's literally the same teams every single time. But
and he said the Bucs, too. He said the Bucs.
Yeah, well, he had in the Bucs lit, but that wasn't on the Adam Schefter tweet. So what do you guys think? First of all, about the situation with the Jets, and what team would you like to see Jamal go on?
Anybody but the Cowboys, literally. I don't care. Fuck Dallas. Anybody but them.
Jesus Christ.
Connor, what team would you like to see him on?
The Bucs, baby. Come on.
In 5 years, Bucs are going to be 2-14 because they can't afford any single fucking player left on that team.
Good.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's why I'm looking at some of these teams. Like, how the fuck the Chiefs can't do it?
Yeah.
No way. How they are cap strangled right now, and they still have to pay Patrick Mahomes down the line.
Good. Come get a ring with Brady for 2 years and then leave.
I don't know if Bucks are getting that first year, but you're definitely winning the second year. There's no doubt about that. But I'm obviously not taking it out of the question that the Bucks are going to win the first year.
What do you think you have to give up to get Jamal?
Sheesh. You still have like medium nothing. Range. Not a lot, but not nothing, you know?
I look at it as you got to give up at least 2 picks, yes. Including a first. It probably has to be a second or a third. And then you got to give them a young player or two. Yeah. Something along those lines.
If I was the Bucs, give them a first.
I was going to say that. Howard. I don't know if you need the first, but I mean, you're talking about the Jets organization here, so you might just get them with like a third or a second because they're a little retarded. You know, they got some issues. So
if you're the Jets, do you pay him?
Fuck no. Not now. He don't deserve my money at
Connor?
All.
Oh, I pay him.
I don't blame him. I don't blame Adams for being pissed off. The Jets are a fucking dumpster fire. They never get it done. They always fuck up. If I'm Jamal Adams and I'm easily, like, most people say he's the best safety in the league, and they're just like, oh, you know, we're going to wait after the coronavirus. Just like, let's go, dude. Like, you got to pay your best players. They took forever to pay Darrell Revis. Remember that? They took forever to pay
him. Uh-oh, and guess where he went? The Bucks. So maybe it is possible for him to go to the Bucks. I forgot about that.
Let's go.
I mean, you know, being an Eagles fan, I would love to see him come to the Eagles. I think it would have to be a first, a second, Barnett. And I don't even know. We don't have many, like, young players, so I don't know what the Eagles could give up other than draft picks. That's a problem with the Eagles.
Why would the Eagles even, like, want to pay him, though?
I mean, Darius Slay and Jamal Adams would be a pretty nice secondary.
I guess so, yeah. Makes sense. It's a lot of money to use, though, you know?
Any other thoughts on the shitty-ass Jets and Jamal Adams?
Just sad. Sam Darnold is going to be Matthew Stafford, good quarterback, but just he
ooh, that's a good, I like that.
Drag
that.
A fucking anvil on his fucking neck. It's like snow dogs, like carry, you know, like the old sleigh with like the like wolves and shit like that. It's like them dragging on like pavement or something. Like, it's impossible.
It's just like, of course it's the Jets. Like, I don't think they're a dumpster fire. I think the Browns and the Lions are dumpster fires. They're the next level. It's just the Jets can – they never can just put a team out there that can – like, when's the last time you said, oh, the Jets, man, like, this is the year? Like, 2010? The 1 year with Rex?
2016, after they went 10-6 and didn't make the playoffs, there was a chance. I remember the hype around them. Yeah, and then
nobody was talking
for literally 3 weeks. And then, well, Brady was suspended, so we were like, okay, they're going to go 0-4. Nope, 3-1. Lost to the Dolphins of all teams.
It's just, of course, the shit is happening the year Brady leaves. Like, the finally the division opens up, and you got to deal with this bullshit. And it's just, listen, you're losing with Jamal Adams, and you're probably gonna lose without him. So, does it make a difference? Yeah. Like, you lost with him already. You lost for 2 years with him. If you trade him, so I think there is, like, if I'm the Jets, I would actually see what I can get. Like, you can get a lot. Like, the Raiders traded Mac. They're in a good position now. They got a lot of young players. They got a lot of picks. So it's just the amount of picks I can get for Jamal Adams. But then there's also the other side. Like, you got to build around a player. And, like, Jamal Adams can be that player. So you can look at it from both ways. Next, we got the mess of the MLB. I'll first just – I know we're talking MLB. We never do. Nobody talks MLB. But – I'll talk about the timeline, basically, of what's happening. I'll give you, like, the overview. So we'll first start with the MLB giving their first offer of 82 regular season games and paying the full prorated salaries, meaning per game, for 82 games. And the MLB Players Association, they basically want more games, because the more games they have, the more they get paid, in which they really should get paid, 162, right? Or is it
162.
So basically, they've been going back and forth. The MLB will say, all right, we'll go 65 games and 80%. And the players are like, no, fuck you. I want, 80 games, full prorated salary. And they're just going back and forth. And the last offer that was given was the MLB, who said, you know what, fuck you, 60 regular season games. And the MLB, I mean the owners, 60 regular season games and full prorated salary. But the players want more than 60 games. And just before we got online, ESPN came out saying that the players will not – they'll delay the vote because they want to make sure the coronavirus is safe. So basically the players are like, you know what, fuck you. We're gonna
fuck you. We're running our own league.
Yeah, we're just going to sit on this. Let it boil a little bit. They're pissing off the owners. So first I want to just talk about Manfred, the owner – or the commissioner of the MLB. I just want – just listen to these things he said. So first he goes, we're going to play baseball in 2020, 100%. He told the – so we're all pumped up, right? Yeah, he said we're going to play.
5 days! Five days later.
Tells ESPN, I'm not confident. I think there's a real risk of not having the season. Fuck you, Rob Manfred.
I got a whole spiel on him, man. Oh, my God.
Let's talk about
it. You already took half of mine. The biggest fucking scandal in baseball. And he gets nothing. They get nothing.
Just listen to this. So this is the problem. The low market teams, the owners, they want less games because they don't have the revenue coming in from the stadium, parking, concessions, and tickets, in which that's how they usually get their revenue. While the Yankees and Astros and Phillies and Dodgers, they don't need that revenue. They get revenue from other places. So they don't want to pay the players more money with more games. That makes sense. The big market teams also don't want to pay the lower teams more money because of the revenue share, because the bigger markets are connected to the lower markets. So that's why the Yankees and, you know, the big time teams are also like, hey, you know, we can't play this amount of games because we can't be paying the Rays and the A's and some other shitty ass franchises all this money. The Rays and the A's both made the playoffs somehow last year too. I don't know how, but that's what it basically comes down to. And basically, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but let's just say a Bengals Panthers Thursday night game makes more money than some of the MLB World Series games. Like, do you guys realize that on TV? A Thursday night football game makes more money than game one of the World Series. Like, that's crazy to think about. A Thursday night game.
Yeah, well, they dropped the ball. You want baseball back. They were so close. You bring it back. the first sport back.
Also, they're fucking changing the rules out. They're ruining the game. You have to let the guy pitch three at bats, switch him out again. That's bullshit. It takes the strategy out of the game. If you're not going to watch baseball, you're not going to watch baseball because it's like 2 minutes shorter.
Yeah, and the problem is when the coronavirus first hit, they came out and they're like, "Oh, breaking news. We might be going to Arizona," and everybody got all hyped up. Like, that was the opportunity. There was nothing going on. They had the chance to be playing baseball during no other sports. They would have gotten more fans behind it, and they fucked up. And now they're screwed. When are they going to get this done? It's June. What is it? June 9th?
20th.
It's June 20th.
It's summer.
When are you going to play?
Robert Manfred is the worst fucking commissioner I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot because we have Roger Goodell commissioning the NFL.
Just get it done. Come together. Get an agreement. Like, this is your sport. You're losing fans. Like, those borderline fans are leaving now. They're like, fuck you. You had the chance to show sports on TV, and you fucked it up.
Basketball got it done. Why can't football, baseball get it done?
Basketball, hockey? Hockey got it done. Football will definitely get it done. It's just the MLB. Of course, they can never fucking get it right. They don't have the fan base. Or, like, they do have the fan base. They don't have the TV ratings that the other sports have. the chance was there. You had a chance during this coronavirus pandemic. You had it, and you fucked it up. The courts rule with the owners. The players will go on strike. And if the courts rule with the players, the owners will lock them out. So either way, they're not going to get it done. I have no confidence in that.
I have no faith that there will be baseball this year.
All right, now we got our backwards hat guy of the week. I explained in the beginning, basically just the guy that thinks he's better than everybody, was in the headlines in the news, basically just a douchebag. We go way back. We go way back, me and this guy, Mr. Chip Kelly. I'll explain what happened first. There was a document signed by 30 football players at UCLA, in which Chip Kelly coaches at, that want a third-party health official to oversee all activities to ensure COVID is handled correctly because they don't trust Chip. Okay, this is the same issue Chip had with the Eagles. Nobody trusted him when he became GM. He got rid of LeSean McCoy. He got rid of DeSean Jackson because he thinks he knows more than everyone. He's the most annoying person ever. He thinks he knows more than every GM, every doctor, everyone. And he just thinks he's better than everyone. And he annoys me, and he's my backwards hat guy of the week. John, who do you got?
Robert fucking Manfred. He's ruining the fucking sport. Stop changing the rules. No,
my earphones.
No fucking discipline. I don't care. It wasn't even the Astros who cheated. It was Astros and Red Sox. Both teams did it.
And the
both
Yankees.
Teams did it, and they got
and
no.
Yankees. And the Yankees.
But that's John Carl Stanton went 0-for-5 at home. I don't think we cheated. I promise you that we didn't cheat. Went 0-for-5, struck out 5 times in a baseball game. How many times does that really happen? 0-for-5. A guy that hit 59 home runs the year before. 0-for-5.
It's out there.
Five times.
Were involved. That's all I'm saying.
I see bullshit for that. Especially 16-0. You're going to tell me 16-0 we cheated. And then this whole fucking spiel. 100% where there's going to be baseball. 5 days later. Not even a week. I don't think there's going to be baseball. Shoot him and take him out. Take him out of the commissioner's fucking office. Get him the fuck out.
You good? You all right? All right, Connor. Who's
yes,
your backwards
I'm okay.
hat guy of the week?
No, it's something very simple, but it fucking pissing me off. When I'm trying to enjoy dinner or any meal,
I'm
on my phone. I open up Snapchat. I see someone post on their story a picture of a video of someone
that
puking.
That is the definition of a guy that's just ruining.
I don't
want to
see
night.
Someone
like.
Puke
why do you gotta do that?
On Snapchat, I don't know. Like, come on, he's puking. Leave the guy alone. One, that's a party foul. Two, you don't post it on.
Yeah, if you're gonna post
Snapchat
it, like,
for me to see
all,
when I'm
if
eating.
You do, don't do it at 8 o'clock, 7:30, when everybody's eating. I mean, the whole East Coast is eating at 7:30, 8 o'clock. All right, so I love that new segment. I don't know about you guys, but we'll try to do it at the end of the week. We'll try to keep it up. But that's going to do for today. Thanks for listening. We're out.